Well, good morning, Metropolitan. If you would stand, let's grab a hymn book and turn to page 491. Page 491, A Shelter in the Time of Storm. We'll sing the first, third, and fourth verse. On the first, the Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Amen. Amen indeed. He is our shelter. Sunny day or a stormy day, we can rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. Sure good to see you today. Thankful that we can be together in the house of God to worship Him, to lift up the lovely name of our Savior. Magnified, exalted above all that is, as it so richly deserves. Well, it's good to have some visitors with us this morning. We welcome you into our service, and hopefully, prayerfully, I should say, we will be a blessing to you in our time together today. We want to take a couple minutes right now and welcome each other. So please, church family, as we do that, get around and welcome our visitors as well. Let's do that.
If you would return back to your seats, let's also turn to 284. 284. Let's Let's sing the first and last verse.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Once more. Let's turn to 527. Excuse me, 195. I was a little off. What'd I say? I'm sorry. 195, glory to his name.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
On the last.
Come to this fountain so rich and free. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge into day and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Amen. You can be seated.
Men, if you can come to the front for the offering. Good morning, everybody. It's good to be with you this morning.
Morning.
Visitors, thank you for coming to Metropolitan. It's good to see you. Announcements for today. If anyone is interested in helping out, we still have openings. Volunteers are needed. Nursery workers, door greeters, prayer warriors. We have an upcoming event. Missionary Gary Kastner will be here, preaching tonight. PM service. We have September the 12th, Missionary Charles Callahan. September the 18th, Ladies Fellowship. And Saturday, September the 22nd, Men's Breakfast. September the 29th, the Ladies Conference. We are needing a head count of all our ladies who plan to attend by Wednesday the 12th, please sign up immediately for name tags. $15 gift cards are to be given as prizes, which are still needed by donation. The Gadets and the Martins have a new letter at the Welcome Center. Please stop by and pick one up. If anyone is interested in helping out to prepare meals for the those in the hospital and those that are sick, please sign up at the Welcome Center. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. And Father, we just pray that you be with our pastor as he preaches your word. Father God, we pray that if there be any in attendance, Lord, that does not know you as their Lord and Savior, Father God, I pray that this morning, Lord, that they come to that knowledge. I do pray for the offering and pray that you bless it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
life has been so good, I can't complain. When I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. When I'm weary from the struggle of it all, then I listen, how I listen for His call.
Heaven sounding sweeter all the time,
seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'll leave this world behind, for heaven sounding sweeter all the time. It's hard to lose a loved one to the grave, but we have that blessed hope that Jesus gave. God will wipe all the tears from our eyes when we meet in that land beyond the skies. Heaven sounding sweeter all the time, seems like lately it's always on my mind. Someday I'll leave this world behind, for heaven sounding sweeter all the time. Someday I'll leave this world behind, for heaven sounding sweeter all the time.
Thank you, ladies. Men couldn't help but be thinking of the Shelton family as the ladies were singing that beautiful song, and certainly would, I know they covet your prayers, Brother JT and children, for Miss Gladys, as she's soon looking to the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're so thankful for that hope of heaven, indeed. Well, if you can please find your place to Psalm 18, we'll begin in this 18th Psalm this morning, and when you find your place there, please stand with me in reverence to the good word of God. Begin reading in verse 1 of Psalm 18. Love these words. Psalm of David, it says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And then reading in verse 31, for who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? And then in the 46th verse, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Father, once again, we bow before you. We want to give you glory. We want to praise the rock of our salvation. We thank you that you are indeed the security, the strength, the safety that is ours. Our hope this morning rests in all that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. And Father, I'm asking you in His name that you'd take absolute, complete control of what takes place within these walls. Well, we do pray. Oh, Lord, we pray that that lovely name of our Savior would be magnified. Lord, I'm asking you to deal with every heart, wherever and whatever the need might be. And Father, we indeed would hear from our God today. You deal with hearts, Father. Deal with those who need Jesus. That this might be the day where they would put that trust, receiving Jesus Christ as the hope of their salvation. Lord, again, we love you. As David cries out, we do love you. We love you and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen, of course, you may be seated. Well, the sweet psalmist of Israel, King David, gives us a tremendous analogy in this psalm. He says, "The Lord is my rock." The Lord is my rock. Now again, when we would consider a rock certainly, there's something of strength about a rock. There's the endurance of a rock, the stability of a rock that gives that sense of safety, that sense, as we said earlier, of security. David declares, "The Lord is my rock." Wow. Now, before we get into all this, we need to make sure just what we're talking about when we use that terminology, or what or who is pictured by the symbolism of the rock, or a rock in the Bible. Now, sometimes when the Bible speaks of a rock, it simply means a rock. It's simply talking about a rock. But at other times, it's far more. And there's a spiritual symbolism, a spiritual rock that is being referred to. Sometimes when the Word of God mentions a rock, it's talking and referring to so much more than a hunk of stone. You can be turning, if you would, I should have warned you, to look at 1 Corinthians, Paul's letter to the Corinthians in the 10th chapter. Certainly this passage speaks to what we're talking of when the Bible would speak of a rock, and how it refers many times more than just a hunk of stone. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and beginning there in verse 1. Paul writing, and he says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant." He says, I don't want you to be without knowledge. "How that all our fathers were under the cloud." Remember, speaking, the Apostle Paul is speaking of ancient Israel as they came out of Egypt and were indeed under that cloud of direction, that pillar of a cloud during the day and a pillar of fire by night. And it says, "How that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea." As God delivered the children of Israel through the Red Sea. And it says, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea," speaking of how they passed through, "and did all eat that same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." Obviously, the Apostle Paul, when he speaks of this rock, is surely talking about a whole lot more than a stone or a hunk of rock. He's speaking of the rock, capital R, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we've just read, the Bible makes it very clear that the rock that David praised in his day, and that rock of Israel's supply in Moses' day, was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. Now, during
During Moses' day there in the wilderness, the Lord was both their physical supply as he met their needs along the way, but he was also their spiritual supply, a literal rock of deliverance and safety, but also a spiritual supply and protection. You can be turning, if you would, to the book of Exodus. Speaking of that very thing, in Exodus chapter 17, if I can get my pages to go right. Exodus 17, we see the rock of Israel's salvation. In Exodus 17, we would read there. Now again, that's just a little background. Children of Israel, they've come out of Egypt, and now they're without water, and they're complaining. They're complaining about that, and Moses does the right thing. He goes to God about it. In verse 5, it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river. Take in thine hand and go. And behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb. And thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord amongst us? Well, they found out indeed that God was amongst them. We find, I'll just get the sequence here. We find that after God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, and what a powerful, mighty deliverance it was, and how he had delivered them through the Red Sea on dry ground, then drowned the Egyptian army behind them. And after God had provided them manna with the morning dew and quail with the evening, I mean, can you beat that? Angel food for breakfast and quails for supper. Well, it was after these amazing displays of God's ability to provide for them that they once again murmured, "We're thirsty. You brought us out here in this wilderness to die of thirst." Well, God again, as we just read, entered in as Moses sought the face of God. And this rock we read of in Exodus chapter 17 was provided by the Lord. Provided by the Lord. Someone might ask, well, what was special about this rock? I mean, was it of a special sort of rock, special granite or something? Well, I don't believe there was anything special about the rock itself. It was a rock. What was special was the God that gave water from that rock. Amen. Notice those words again of Exodus 17 and verse 6. God said to Moses, he says, "Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock." Now again, I don't know how many times I've read that passage. I never noticed that. God said, "I'm going to be there right in front of you, Moses. I'll be right there. And I'll be standing on that rock when you hit it." Wow. What an amazing statement, is it not? That God was right there as he had directed Moses in this thing. Now, again, there wasn't anything special about that rock. It was the God that stood on that rock that was special. Notice as well, this rock had to be smitten. Had to be struck, had to be smitten. When the rock was smitten, the water came out in an abundant supply. In Psalm 78, I love the Psalms. I was talking about the Psalms in Sunday school. Psalm 78, verse 20, speaking of this event, it says, "Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? As again the Israelites were complaining. Can he provide flesh for his people? Well, he surely can. Now again, on Moses' part, it took obedience to smite that rock. He had to smite the rock. He had to obey God's instructions as to what to do. How much water? Again, I think like this. How much water would have Israel received if Moses had not obeyed? Not a drop. Obedience was required. And notice, it wasn't just a trickle. It wasn't like my kitchen sink. No, as we just read, it says there was an abundance of water came forth. The water gushed out for all of God's people to be supplied. Now, imagine it. There was they estimate that the children of Israel numbered approximately 2.5 or more million. And they all drank from this rock. The water gushed from this rock. Is it any wonder? The Psalms also record in Psalm 95 and verse 1, he says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation." Now be mindful, they needed water. You're in the wilderness. Water is essential. What we realize, water is essential here in North Texas. And they're out in pretty much desert at this time. And so when that water came forth from the rock, we've been saved. They saw the rock of their deliverance from the thirst, the rock of their salvation. Now again, beloved, we can't help but to make the application. The rock of our salvation. The rock of our salvation as well was provided by God. We read earlier that rock from which Israel was cared for was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And we understand that he also was smitten to provide our salvation. Jesus is the rock from which comes the water of eternal life. Not just temporal deliverance, as the children of Israel received there in the wilderness, but the Lord Jesus Christ provides.